In an exciting match between 7th-ranked Thomas Berdych and 10th-ranked John Isner, Isner won in a third-set tiebreaker, claiming victory at the Open for the second year in a row. The tournament was a huge success, according to director Bill Oakes. In addition to a week of excellent tennis, Oakes highlighted the new amenities of this year's Open, including free parking and padded seats throughout the stands. He hopes these initiatives will help the Winston-Salem Open continue to grow in the future and entice not only tennis fans, but sports fans in general. Some young fans are even joining the players on the court. Hannah Gaines was a ball person during the tournament, and she tells how the experience will influence her own game.
It's definitely nerve-wracking. You get nervous once they get nervous, so I think it's just seeing what they go through when they're in those tight situations and being a player. It's really inspiring once they can get it together and come back and just dominate.
Spectators enjoyed the new comforts of the stadium, and local businesses such as Camino Bakery and Village Tavern welcomed guests to the city. While one tennis player noted the difference between Winston-Salem and New York, where the U.S. Open is being played, more than 100 professional tennis players from around the world found themselves at home in the Triad. Tournament director Bill Oakes.
Dozens, hundreds, thousands of people that live in this town provided this opportunity by saying hi, giving directions, just talking to these guys. They travel the world for 30 weeks a year. They miss their families like anyone would. And so being able to be in what one of them put to me as a familiar place, it was kind of family style, was a big deal.
Now, many of the players have traveled on to the U.S. Open, and Oakes is already busy beginning to recruit and plan for next year's Winston-Salem Open. Bethany Chafin in Winston-Salem.